I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio. So starting next week, some 18,000 Detroit households could have their water shut off. This is all less than a year after the city started a program that was supposed to avoid this exact situation. But Detroit's plan to enroll people in payment plans has pretty much shown itself to be a failure. That is because just about everybody who signs up for a payment plan falls off. One of them is Andrea Malone.
I missed a payment because I had to pay another bill. It was either pay the water or pay the electricity or buy food or pay her hospital bill. So I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Malone is a single mom. She's got a daughter who has been in and out of the hospital. And she first signed up for these payment plans last year. It was after Mayor Mike Duggan went on TV to address all the criticism the city was getting for shutting off people's water. His solution, payment plans.
Here's the thing. You have to stick to the payment arrangement. We're not going to make a payment arrangement with you, and then a month or two later, you don't pay.
That actually is exactly what happened. In March, there were 24,000 households on payment plans. 300 of them were current. That's it. Every single other household was at least 2 months behind.
You have reached the customer care call center at the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department.
So now that the city is once again threatening shutoffs, people like Andrea Malone are trying to get back on those payment plans again.
Thank you, Ms. Malone. Are you calling to make payment?
No, actually, I'm calling to get my balance.
Okay, may I have your account number?
It is...
As of right now, the city says 30,000 people are on payment plans. But 18,000 people are late enough and owe enough to put them back in shutoff status.
537-68.
And here's the catch. Every time you fall off of a payment plan, it takes a bigger down payment to get back on the payment plans again. That's why Malone says she's going to see if she can borrow money from her ex-boyfriend or pawn her DVD player. But then what? I mean, she's fallen off of these plans before.
Do you feel like you can stay on the plan?
Not really. Like I said, it's tough. It's either pay the water bill or get it shut off. And I can't be without water, so I'm struggling.
Now, there is help available for low-income people, but it's limited. Right now, it's about $2 million in an assistance fund. This summer, it'll grow up to $6 million. Yet Detroit residents owe the city $47 million in late water bills, according to a Water Department report from March.
The financial end of it, helping with the arrearages and helping with the monthly payment, is not enough.
This is Gary Brown. He runs the city's operations. He's in the mayor's office. And he told the city council recently, look, what we are doing is not working. See, it's not a secret that nearly everyone has fallen off of the payment plans.
We're telling you that the plan was not successful based on what we've all agreed success should be measured by.
So what Brown is suggesting and what some in the city council think is a really good idea is something completely new for Detroit, an affordability program.
Because that really speaks to the poverty that's going on in our city.
Basically, an affordability program is a permanent discount on water bills for low-income people.
I don't know how you would begin to do an affordability program. We've got 275,000 households in the city.
Now this, however, is Gary Brown's boss, Mayor Mike Duggan. They do not appear to be on the same page.
People move every day. How would you ever figure out what the income is in a household from one day to the next?
Now, a spokesperson for the city says it could actually be illegal to do a water affordability plan under Michigan's constitution. But other cities do this, Cleveland, Ohio, Portland, Oregon. Meanwhile, Detroit officials know that the payment plans fail. And they know that the assistance funds are not big enough to fix things either. But despite that, they are still planning to go ahead with the shutoffs next week. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.